This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump says there is progress being made to help end the trade war with China. And the two countries have been looking for an alternative location. President Trump says he believes a deal will be finalized, though.
Well, we're moving along with the deal with China. China wants to make the deal very much, and we have a good relationship, and we'll see what happens. I don't like to talk about deals until they happen, but we're making a lot of progress.
U.S. and Chinese negotiators were working to finalize and hope that Mr. Trump and Chinese President Xi Jinping would sign it at a summit in Chile later this month. But Chile announced Wednesday that it was canceling the event due to ongoing mass demonstrations. Now the two countries are looking for an alternative location in Iowa, as one of the places being considered by President Trump. Just a day after the Islamic State terror group revealed the name of its new leader, U.S. President Trump says that he knows the man's true identity. An audio message distributed on social media Thursday by IS's news agency called the new leader only by his nom de guerre, Abu Ibrahim al-Hashimi al-Qurashi. Some officials and analysts have speculated that al-Qurashi is likely Haji Abdallah, one of IS's most senior ideologues. Another name that has been mentioned is Abdullah Kardesh, thought to be a former Iraqi military officer, though experts disagree over whether he and Haji Abdallah are actually different people. U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said Friday that she expects public hearings to begin this month in the House impeachment inquiry into President Trump. A White House spokeswoman, Stephanie Grisham, told Fox News Friday that we're prepared for an impeachment to happen. The Democratic-controlled House voted Thursday to authorize a public impeachment inquiry targeting Mr. Trump after weeks of testimony behind closed doors about his efforts to push Ukraine to investigate his political opponents.